I'm Maura Bennett with California Ag Today. Some relief for California farmers and ranchers. The partial trade deal with Japan announced this week is being called a step in the right direction. We have a few more details now about what's in the agreement. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Steve Sinske says right now the U.S. sells Japan about $14 billion worth of ag products. About $6 billion of that is already duty-free.
And under this agreement, another $7 billion tariffs will be either eliminated or reduced and will be competitive to match any of our competitors in that market.
The hope is that it will be signed and in effect by the first of the year. California's Jim Costa, who chairs the Subcommittee on Livestock and Foreign Agriculture, said he welcomed the news as well, but added the job isn't done. Costa pointed out that some commodities are getting less than they would have gotten under TPP. Western Growers President and CEO Tom Nassif said in a statement that the elimination of tariffs on products like almonds, blueberries, walnuts, broccoli, and prunes, as well as the staged tariff elimination for other products such as cherries and oranges, will result in significant export opportunities. He also added more work is needed on the non-tariff barriers to trade. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce said the deal would give a lift to economies on both sides of the Pacific, but cautioned that the partial agreement doesn't go far enough. It says a comprehensive trade deal with Japan would provide much-needed predictability. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.